This is the John Gibson Morning Digestion, headlines and my take on the news, starting now. Hey, so I'm doing the Morning Digestion today from the Cutting Horse Practice Facility of Uwe Rochman in Munster, Texas. Susan is practicing this morning, and we have the, well, it's the picture on the Morning Digestion on the website, the three girls visiting us here at the ranch. It's Julie from Paris, France, Ellie's daughter, Maddie from North Carolina, who is Susan's niece's daughter, and Lily from Ohio, who is Susan's nephew's daughter. Now, I can just tell you that I'm not making a list of links today because I'm just not. Because it's a little difficult out here. But, you know, I did go over the news, and it's pretty sucky, I must tell you. The Trump is having a social media summit, and the New York Times describes it as pro-Trump Twitter warriors and described them as conservative fringe figures. This includes, like, James O'Keefe for Project Veritas. I mean, it's just interesting to me that the New York Times, you know, anybody they don't agree with becomes a fringe figure. Another story that has some importance, a British warship blocked Iranian vessels which were trying to prevent the passage of a British tanker through the Straits of Hormuz. So it's the Brits who are having a hard time with the Iranians right now. Another big story that's sort of related to Trump, the U.S. is preparing to arrest thousands of immigrant family members. This is the headline in the New York Times. Now, the deal is you have to read down into this story to about the, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, fifth or sixth graph to find out these are 2,000 people who are under court-ordered deportation. So it's not like they're just going out and, you know, raiding anybody randomly. These are people the court has said, you've got to go. And yet the New York Times is, oh my God, there's everybody's so afraid. It's so awful what Trump is doing. Jeffrey Epstein's story, the New York Times says he may not be a billionaire. God knows where all that money came from then. But they say he doesn't have that much. Jim Boughton died, the author of Ball 4, which was, you know, just a fantastic book about baseball, and followed up by I'm Glad You Didn't Take It Personally. That was the title of the second book, because Jim Boughton really was totally trashed in the baseball world for writing the book that exposed what was really going on with players. This is an amazing story. It's in the Washington Post. The four House freshmen who are constitute the squad are really pissed off at Nancy Pelosi. And Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and Ilhan Omar and Ayanna Pressley and who's the other one? Oh, Rashida Tlaib. Anyway, Pelosi has isolated them, and you know, now they don't even talk. I mean, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez doesn't talk to Pelosi anymore. She's at war with her, and it's Pelosi's organizational powers as the speaker versus Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez's giant Twitter following, and Pelosi's very dismissive of the Twitter following. She says, well, they have their Twitter world, whatever that is. There's more stuff about migrant children. Operator of a new emergency shelter for migrant children says, I hate this mission. Yeah, I'm sure they do. It's like, you know, it's kind of an ugly scene, but, you know, hey, we didn't invite them. They showed up. Jennifer Rubin is sort of hinting around in the Washington Post that Alexandria No, that's not Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. It's Acosta, Alex Acosta, who is the Secretary of Labor. Jennifer Rubin says he's got to go. Well, I kind of agree with her on that, and I said that yesterday. Joe Biden is still having a hard time. A headline in the Washington Post, Joe Biden tries to adapt his traditional foreign policy to a new era. The new era doesn't really include Joe Biden. Let me go to my favorite paper, the New York Post. The New York Post, AOC calls Pelosi outright disrespectful for singling out women of color. Now, this is the same version of the story I mentioned just a little bit ago. And AOC is just, you know what she does? Whenever she's backed into a corner, she said, oh, you're after me because I'm a woman of color. Apparently Nancy Pelosi is a racist. Trump, according to the Post, is going to use an executive order to put the citizenship question on the census. Can be assured that's going to be highly controversial, and probably will cause a lawsuit and will be in the courts for a while. Let's see. Norah O'Donnell's having a rocky start as anchor of CBS Evening News. What else is going on here? Not much. All right. So let me just say that, naked bikinis are the new summer trend. These are flesh toned. So when women wear them, according to the New York Post, it appears they're naked. But you know what? They're so small, they're damn near naked anyway. This is what's going on out here. We have Susan is practicing cutting. She's on cows this morning, and it appears Julie is going to be get on the horse and will be in front of cows too, which will be interesting because it'll be a first. She has worked a mechanical cow, and she's very good, but she hasn't faced a live cow yet, so we're hoping to do that this morning. And I don't know if Maddie and Lily are going to get on horseback, probably, but I can't really tell. So here I am reporting on the road for you, the Morning Digestion from Munster, Texas, and the cutting horse practice facility of Uwe Rochmann, who's a big, tall, skinny German, and can yell like an American sailor at these people as they're practicing. Let's see, what else do I have to tell you? Oh, yeah, the write me at host@johngibson.com. Somebody complained about the picture. Says I look like I just got out of bed. Hey, you know what? It's not that I just got out of bed. I'm working on a ranch, and so sometimes I just take a picture of the way I look. Since I left TV, I hardly ever look like I'm on TV. host@johngibson.com, and call the bitch box, please, at 859-544-2766, and I will try to include your bitch box call on the podcast this afternoon. Let's see if anybody's called in. Yeah, somebody did. Okay, that'll be good. We'll have that on the podcast this afternoon. Okay, so that's it for the Morning Digestion. There's no list and links. But I think I gave you a good overview of the news today. Oh, wait a minute. Let me check one more thing. Fox is leading with AOC drops race card on Pelosi as bitter feud between House rookie and the Speaker boils over. AOC is going to get herself run out of there. She's, you know what Pelosi said about her? She said a glass of water could win that district if it was a Democratic glass of water. Okay, that's it. I'll talk to you.